Leaders of some of Australia's top companies are meeting in Sydney today to discuss climate change ahead of the International Paris Conference. The Australian Climate Leadership Summit is an initiative of the global group The Carbon Disclosure Project, which calls on companies around the world to commit to reducing their emissions and planning for a low-carbon future. One of the companies which has signed up is Origin Energy. Its Executive General Manager for Corporate Affairs, Phil Craig, joined me just before he spoke at the conference. Phil Craig, the Australian Climate Leadership Summit is billing itself as helping to begin a new conversation. Why new? What needs to be different?
Well, I think what we're seeing is the world is mobilising around the challenge of trying to limit global warming to less than 2 degrees on pre-industrial levels. And certainly Origin is part of a group of companies who are recognising that challenge and wanting to make a difference.
So what changes have you made at Origin?
Well, one of the things that we've recently done is committed to all seven of the Carbon Disclosure Project's We Mean Business commitments. And what that means is that we will be transparently reporting climate change information. We will be working in the policy environment. We will be setting a science-based emissions reduction measure to track where we're at and what we need to do between now and sort of 2050 to respond to the challenge that faces all of us.
So there are seven commitments that you've signed up to: responsible corporate engagement, transparency, as you mentioned, a science-based target. You know, what do you say to those who say this is just nice-sounding corporate spin?
I mean, if you look at the statement superficially, you could think that. What I can tell you is that each of them requires quite a lot of work, quite a lot of thinking. Someone described this to me as an arithmetic exercise. If we all accept that the 2 degree challenge is what we need to aim for, then you can work backwards and say, well, what does that mean for each of our industries? We're currently going through that and trying to figure out, well, what does Origin look like in 2050 if the world's going to be a very different place? And if it's going to look very different, then what's the transformation process over the next sort of 3 decades to get us to that?
So what does it look like in 2050?
There's a body called the International Energy Agency, which aggregates, or for our industry in particular, all of the energy data. And basically they've said by 2050 we're looking at a lot more renewables, potentially more gas. Coal will still be in the mix. Lots of technology, things like storage. I don't think there's any silver bullet out there for us in terms of managing climate change, but all of those things are going to have to transform and develop if we're going to reach the target.
So one of the commitments you've made is a 100% renewable energy strategy for your corporate headquarters. When are you going to commit to that across your operations and in the product you're selling to customers?
The first and foremost thing is we've said as an energy provider, the best thing we can do is provide that renewable energy for our customers. And we actually have been doing that for 15 years. We've been the biggest provider of green energy for that long. What we've said is we will go 100% renewable for our office facilities, and that we will work to try and do that for all of our operations to 2050, which is the CDP goal.
Lots of major companies around the world, though, Apple, Walmart, Google, IKEA, have committed to a 100% renewable target across their operations. Why not do the same?
A lot of those organisations are principally office setups. It's a little trickier where you're running a business like we are, which includes operation, upstream gas operations, generation facilities, etc.
Well, so, Apple and Google, of course, have data centres that use a lot of power.
Yeah, look, I think it's a one step at a time for us. So firstly, we'll do the office facilities, and that's something that we can do relatively quickly. And what we're sitting down now and doing is looking at, well, how would you then track all those other operations out over time?
There's been a lot of chopping and changing at the political level on Australia's climate change policy. How hard has that made it for businesses like yours that are trying to look to the future and adapt to a low carbon economy?
Look, it has been tricky. It does make it difficult in an industry where timeframes can be quite lengthy. What we're hoping is that we're in for a period where we can get some more bipartisan agreement on the need for change. The way we're looking at it is that the current government's committed to a 26 to 28% reduction in emissions by 2030. So we're hoping that that's a good start point.
Would Origin prefer to be dealing in a political environment where there's a government-run direct action policy or a climate change policy based on an emissions trading scheme?
Look, there are lots of different ways to address the problem. If you read through the IEA's recommendations, it actually says that we'd probably need elements of all of the above. I think what we would like is that whatever set of tools we use, that we can stick with that set of tools for a while and have some consistency.
Has the lack of consistency actually changed or disrupted businesses like yours?
It does cause you to rethink sometimes for short-term measures, but, you know, we all kind of have this idea of a very different world in 2 or 3 decades' time. And so you might temporarily change your approach, but overall, we're still on that same path.
So are you saying that companies like yours essentially disregard what's going on in the political space and just plan regardless to shift to a low-carbon future?
Oh, no, I would never say that. It's very, very important that we are always aligned and consistent with policy. Origin has been working to shape our business for a very long time to be ready for a carbon-constrained world, and we'll continue to do that.
What do you expect from the Paris conference later this month?
In the commitments that have been made, if all of those commitments are actually implemented fully and successfully, then that could limit warming to about 2.7 degrees. So the two things with that are, if that's where we get to, that feels like a good step forward. But two things. One is there's still only promises or commitments. And secondly, it's 2.7 degrees and not 2 degrees. So there's still a fair step to go.
You mentioned that Australian target of 26 to 28%. Is that high enough, given what you're saying about the need to keep global warming below 2 degrees?
Well, I guess other people will judge whether it's high enough. I think it is a significant increase on the current 2020 target. It won't be an easy target to hit. Could we do more? Potentially. I guess the way we're looking at it is that's a minimum, and if we can achieve more, that would be great.
Phil Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Origin Energy's Executive General Manager for Corporate Affairs, Phil Craig, speaking to me just before he addressed the Australian Climate Leadership Summit.